two, lies, lies, and more lies. The Soviet Union collapsed in part because its lies became so unbelievable that even the Soviet people couldn't buy into them. The nation, which fought so heroically in the Great Patriotic War, resented the lies told them about the war in Afghanistan. Unlike the lies which the Soviet Union told its people about the Americans, the Chinese, and the rest of the world, the lies about Afghanistan could be independently exposed. They could be exposed by the stories of soldiers who had come back from the war. They could be exposed by the families of soldiers who did not come home from the war. Gorbachev's ham-handed attempt to contain the damage at Chernobyl also showed him at his absolute Soviet worst. He turned out to be no better than his predecessors at admitting his own mistake. When presented with proof that he'd screwed up, Gorbachev just lied and made up something else. And this, too, caught up with him. 3. A prophet has no honor in his hometown. Mikhail Sergeyevich Gorbachev is admired and adored in the West as the man who oversaw the destruction of the Soviet Union. He is far less admired by his fellow Russians. One of my guides in Russia, an educated, well-mannered woman with no illusions about the Soviet Union, once gave me a lengthy, impromptu lecture on how Gorbachev was the biggest idiot in all history. Say what you think,